Like, that is the epitome of my life, that spill. Like, yesterday I was getting ready for the birthday party, and I was like, literally 5 minutes, people were arriving, I was still in my pajamas, hadn't brushed my teeth yet, needed to shower, needed to make a salad.
Can you save this for the pot?
And then opened up a thing of forks, and they just went, push! yep, this is happening.
All right, welcome to our third episode of Mumlandia by Famtography. It's your host, Teresa, Sarah, and Sarah. What have you guys been up to?
Great questions, all. A quick snapshot of my week is we put down our cat, which I am laughing about, but was very sad and very traumatic, particularly for my husband, because it was his cat. I had a tarot reading this morning.
Oh, yeah. How did that go?
It went well. It was by somebody I did, like, a tarot class with a few months ago.
Okay.
You also took a class.
I did take a tarot class. A friend of mine invited me, got baked outside, and then walked in definitely high for most of the class while I sat there, like, diligently taking notes.
What was your reading today?
It was an SO. I mean, this gets us maybe too deep into a catch-up. I don't know if I mentioned this on our previous record, but so we've been trying now for a second kid.
Oh, no, I didn't know that.
For, like, technically speaking, like, it's going on, it's over a year now.
Wow.
We did, and this is a, I guess I should throw out a content warning, just around loss. Not that as it affects me, so I will breeze past this with the help of a mental health professional. We did have a loss in August, which was not fun. But even more not fun was that it was like I had like an HCG of like 50 for three straight months.
Oh.
And I could not figure out what was going on.
Like, what is it called? Ectopic or whatever?
Well, that was the thing, is that it kept, like, it would, so it would be like, I'd go in, so I was doing weekly blood tests. So it was like, I go in, it's 50, and I'm like, well, clearly this is not going anywhere, great. And then I would go in the next week, and they'd be like, it's 65, and you're like, well, that's not good, because it shouldn't be rising. And then you go back, and they're like, it's 30, and I'm like, well, that sounds good. And then I would go back, and they'd be like, it's 90?
Oh, shit.
For 3 months.
Oh my god.
We did that. And I kept being like,
how did you know it wasn't
ectopic?
Like, how did you know it wasn't progressing? Like, through the, because it would decline one blood test? Or did you go to an ultrasound?
Oh, like, I think I did three. Because they were also checking to see ectopic. But because I spent so long in the, like, trying to conceive world, so HCG, when you get it done, should, in early pregnancy, be doubling every, like, 48 to 72 hours. And so the biggest thing was, like, per week, it would be, like, 50, 65, 40, 90. So, like, it was going, like, up and down. So there was no chance that this was a viable pregnancy. Because, like, at that point with, like, my kid that I had, it was, like, at, you know, 30,000 or something. But anyway, so that was like this long drawn out nightmare, but it also is very frustrating because it means obviously we couldn't try to conceive while I like maybe did, maybe didn't have something in there.
Were you still getting your period?
So yeah, and I was getting it like on time, which was like the weirdest part. So like
that's
I
so
know
weird.
Roughly like what my schedule is.
Yeah.
And it would come roughly on time and it was just, whatever this thing was like hanging out. But it also meant we couldn't try. So it was like, we've been trying for over a year, but also we were benched for like 3 months. So anyway, I went to go be like, is this happening? Like, is it going to happen at all, effectively? And
To the tarot reading.
I have also, to be clear, like, talked with a reproductive endocrinologist. I've talked with like a doctor. I've talked with like real people.
No, you don't talk to medical. You just go to tarot readings and face your life.
One. Yeah. And it's funny because, like, the reproductive endocrinologist is the same one that I worked with when I had reached, like, a year of trying before we had Zelda.
Mm.
And I had, like, an intro phone call with her, but it was, like, the month everything shut down for the pandemic.
Mm.
So her whole thing was, like, so we could probably book you in. And this is obviously, like, March of 2020. She was, like, I'm going to be real with you. I kind of know what a protocol for a pandemic is going to look like. I don't think I'm going to see you before September.
Oh, shit.
And so I was like, cool. And she's like, but, and I shouldn't say this, you're probably going to get pregnant before then. And I was like, whatever. And I was like, desperate and very sad. And then I got pregnant 2 months later.
Mm.
So it's like, and she basically gave me the same speech this time. She's like, we could do a bunch of stuff.
Rick, well, that's why I'm here, just to remind you.
Right. It was like, should I be doing the stuff? And she's like, you could, but I think you're just going to get pregnant anyway, so it's going to be fine. So I felt that the only answers were through the cards.
Did you find answers that you wanted?
It was like the exact same speech that I got from the reproductive endocrinologist. She was like, so you're definitely going to have a second kid. You've got, like, a lot of, like, work commitments going on right now, though. And, like,
maybe but that's accurate.
You should do less of that. And,
oh.
Like, and it was sort of like you're not, like, creating the space for another life to come in.
Meanwhile, you're like, trips to London, Momlandia podcast.
Yeah, I mean, this is, like, when I think about all the things that I would want to trim, I have, like, two other quote-unquote side hustles where I'm like, that is I probably
what other side hustles do you have?
I do like copywriting for another company, and then I am doing like a freelancy, not a freelance, that's the wrong word, it's just free. I'm doing an unpaid gig for like a non-profit.
Which is
nice.
But
anyway, so that was my adventure with the tarot reader. And also I will say, it's very interesting trying a second time and having a really similar struggle in terms of how different it is.
Mm.
Because the first time was like, if this doesn't happen, I don't want to be like hyperbolic and say something terrible, but I was going to be like, it felt life or death.
Like you would never have kids and your life is over.
Right. And it would be like crying, sobbing on the floor, crying, sobbing in cars, crying, you know, like crying, sobbing in the bathroom, etc.
Yeah.
And this time it's very much just like, and I think that this is a huge part of it, is going like, I'm drowning with one.
Mm.
Like, and so as much as I want a second, it's like imagining going through newborn phase again, imagining going through all that sleeplessness. I think it's interesting more than anything else to like, in terms of my week, taking a second and reflecting and being like, I want this, but also like, I'm kind of cool if it takes like another 6 months or so.
That's quite the update.
Thank you.
But since you did do a tarot reading class, maybe we should do a tarot reading as a podcast episode.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I'd like to know if it's going to happen for me a second time. Not that we haven't been trying, but curious.
There are a couple of cards associated with childbirth.
Interesting.
Both of them came up for me, obviously.
Okay, next time we'll do that.
My only other, without hogging the mic too much, thing is that supposedly, and I say supposedly, it definitely happened, when my parents were freshly dating, and they didn't date for long, because as I said earlier, I am an accident, my dad thought it would be funny to get my mom a tarot reading. And so she went into the tent. She's like, what's my career going to look like in 6 months? And he was like, well, that's not the question you should be asking. She was like, why? He's like, well, because you're pregnant.
Oh, shit.
She was like, funny story. Took a test 2 weeks later.
Wow.
That was
like, he like called it like the day she conceived it, probably.
Maybe you need to go to him and get a tarot reading.
in like a country fair tent in California.
Yeah.
So I'll just seek him out. So there you go.
Wow.
Well, thanks for that update.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing.
My update. So we got back from Hawaii, like, I think, what's the date? Maybe 2 weeks ago? No, almost 3 weeks ago. No, about a week and 2.5 weeks. Anyway, I finally feel better. Like, I don't know if T told you, I got like either norovirus or stomach flu, and it was disgusting.
Like in Hawaii, like
in the airport.
Arriving or departing?
Departing.
Okay.
But the twins were sick there.
Yeah. Like, so Weston puked on me, like, maybe day 5 of the trip, and then everything just went downhill for there. Oh, I can see my kids are home. Great. Okay, we'll just keep recording and tell them to go away. So yeah, I was recovering from that for like 2 weeks. I like haven't felt good. I like, oh, my eyes starting to twitch. That happens when I'm stressed. Anyway, I went and got lab work done. I had to do like a stool sample because I just like it wasn't leaving my system. Like literally like diarrhea for just an absurd amount of time. That was the most disgusting thing I've ever done in my life. It involves saran wrap on the toilet.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yep. And then, yeah, and then planning for the, oh, I had my birthday weekend. My birthday was last week and we went away with my friends. My husband's gift to me was that he would take care of the kids for the weekend. And I would go away and have a relaxing weekend. It was very relaxing. It was too relaxing.
It was actually very relaxing, as in we did nothing.
Yeah, I was...
And napped.
Yeah, we just napped. It was great. And then, yeah, boys' birthday party yesterday. And I guess we can, like, dive into that if you want. But it was a success. Success!
Should we take a moment? Let's take a break so Bobo can come in with his groceries. So while Sarah's husband, Bobo, is coming in with the twins and the groceries, let me take a minute to tell you about Famtography. Bobo is actually the reason for Famtography. 4 months into motherhood, Sarah realized she only had one photo she didn't ask for with her twins. Bobo just wasn't a natural documenter and definitely not a photographer like Sarah. So she decided to create a product that would help him. It would help him, one, build the habit of taking photos so she doesn't have to ask all the time, and two, the product needs to teach him how to take a good photo while at it. And the result was Famtography, where we text dads and partners with a weekly photo prompt and a bite-sized tutorial to teach them how to take beautiful, candid photos with mom actually in them. Check us out at www.famtography.com. So, we let Bobo bring in the groceries. Okay, for our listeners, we are filming this or recording this on a weekend. This is how committed we are to this podcast. So, if you could leave us a review,
yeah.
Great segue for asking for a review so that the only review is not our friend, Maria.
Yep.
Thanks, Maria, for this lovely review of our hilarious podcast.
Maria, who's not even a mom, who's committed.
Yeah.
It's a true friend right there.
That would be great because, yes, I think we're pretty funny. Anyway, did you want to continue on with your weekend? You had birthday party.
No, I feel hungover today.
Mm.
And I haven't been drinking, not because I'm like trying to conceive or anything, because I'm fucking done with that. But yeah, I think it was just like a stress hangover. And it just actually made me realize sometimes I wake up and I feel really groggy like this. I'm like, oh, it's from the alcohol. But now after not drinking, I kind of think it's just like a stress hangover. And I should actually drink alcohol again. I'm going to feel like shit regardless.
Mm.
Anyway, so yeah, we're committed to this. Birthday party yesterday. Podcast recording today. But yeah, that's kind of the cliff notes my past few weeks. T, what have you been up to besides running the show at Famtography?
What have I been up to? Yeah, work. Lots of work. But yesterday I had 3 birthday parties to attend to. So...
Okay, which one was your favorite?
Wow.
Was mine your favorite? No, like there's different structures, right? Like one had the whole bouncy castle. Was mine was more catered to like the adults.
Yes. I would say
I had a beverage station, alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, I would say yours was the most low-key.
Oh, perfect. That's what I was going for.
And more kids around Hero's age. Whereas, okay, so the first one was Jason's best friend's kid. She's turning 3, or she's turned 3. And hers was at an arcade, They were too old. It's kind of the arcade. You know at Granville Island, they have that...
Oh, the kids' room?
Yeah. So they have, like, the bouncy ball structure thing, which the kids were mostly too young to go into. So all they could do was ride the... Like, put the coins in and ride the rides or play the arcade games. So there was that. I guess that was pretty low key. And then my cousin went all out and had the bouncy castle, a ball pit. There was, I think she said there was 30 kids. And like, so total, there was like probably 90 people
that
there.
That like is giving me heart palpitations just listening to
But of
that.
Course, my child doesn't want to play with the bouncy castle or the ball pit. He takes one of those like scooter toy things and he's just like in the corner playing him by himself there. And then yours, obviously. Well, do you want to talk about it? You can talk about it.
Yeah, let's dive into it. Okay, so my twins turned 2 yesterday. And I'm like, I'm not doing a fucking birthday party. I will be straight up and say I actually hate when I see on Instagram when, like, the kid's turning 1 and you see these, like, extravagant, like, it's just, it's a setup that you can tell is just for a fucking Instagram photo. And that drives me nuts because it's, like, it's the whole keep up with the Joneses narrative, Instagram versus reality bullshit, and that is, like, a large part of why I don't do social anymore because that really drives me nuts. So I was, like, very cognizant of, like, I don't want to do that because I've been hating and shitting on this for, like, years. But now I feel like a hypocrite because I'm like, okay, we'll do a casual pizza party. Easy. Just order pizza. Done. But then I made the mistake of opening Pinterest to decide on a theme. And it just spiraled out of control from there. Actually, we should have researched stats on how much people spend on birthday parties, because even a casual pizza party, that's like, that got out of control quick.
I was going to say, I was telling you, there was an article about how people were spending, like, I want to say something like $50,000 or something on their kids' parties. I have to find the article. It might not be 50.
Well, and it's always going to be, like, there's obviously always going to be outliers, but the thing that's been the weirdest for me when I've looked into this stuff is, like, and to be clear, and not in, like, a reverse flex, not like a, like, you know.
What's your weakest thing? Oh, I'm a perfectionist.
Yeah, exactly. So what I do is, you know, like, I just keep it so low-key because I'm really into, you know, whatever. We literally just take a cake to her grandma's house.
Oh.
Like, that has been 2 years in a row. And, like, we are in the realm of, like, looking into that maybe for next year. But Teresa has found the figure.
Yes. Okay, this is a New York Times article. What, do you want to take a guess?
Like, this is the average birthday.
Of an American family, or?
Okay. In L.A.
Mm-hmm. Oh, L.A. Okay, no. What about, like, Alabama?
Okay. In L.A.,
$75,000. Shut up.
Yeah.
Okay, I thought my, like, couple hundred dollars was a lot.
But, and this is part of my thing, is that I feel like, so it's interesting, because a lot of the parenting content that I follow is in either Australia or the U.K., where having a children's entertainer is considered a very normal part of the process. But there's, like, two different versions of that. There's, like, guy who does some magic tricks for 20 minutes
or
and
like
keeps them occupied.
Elsa.
Or, like, and I feel like that's becoming the more popular thing, is the, like, you get, like, a princess to show up or whatever. But there's, like, a whole thing, which I think, not to be overly sexist, I think this is mostly for, like, girls' birthday parties. Mm. But there's, like, a whole thing in Australia in particular of this concept of, like, the birthday fairy. And this...
Oh, I haven't heard about this. What is it?
And they'll refer to them as, like, so we got a fairy for the weekend. And you're like, this is too casual.
I think I saw
a birthday fairy
on TikTok. And she was, like, blowing bubbles out of her hand. She's, like, she puts her hands into hearts, and then she blows through it, and it makes bubbles. And I was like, wow.
So sorry,
I'm very impressed.
Is it just someone that hangs out at your house and, like, does, like, I'd be like, scrub my toilet, that's my fairy.
Well, so this is the thing, and this is where it actually sounds like it crosses the line into, like, this might be worth the money. So depending on the one that you're going with, there are services where they, like, do a full, like, trestle table. And so you are being charged, like, per head of the child. Oh, and I don't want to know what the per head is. It must be, like, $50 or $100. But it's like, so they show up, they do it all like it's a fairy wonderland. They do like trestle
tables. Like they set it all up. What's a trestle table?
I don't know. I think I'm making that up. But it's like a snack long, table? Like banquet table.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Okay.
And then each of the kids, like it's all fairy snacks and like they do little like poofs and whatnot.
Oh,
for the kids
it's
to
like
sit
the load tables.
Yeah.
With like a nice cover and it looks very Instagrammable.
Exactly.
Okay, I have seen this.
So you do that and then you do get the fairy entertainer. And that does two things. If you do what's known as a drop-off party, where people literally just drop off their kids and run, then, like, the fairy is keeping all the kids occupied,
holy
so it's
shit.
Not just on the host parents. Mm. Or, if you do have other parents there because you actually want to hang out, you guys can be hanging out in the kitchen because the fairy has the kids covered.
Okay,
so that's like,
that sounds enjoyable.
So that's, like, food, decorations, like, entertainment for, I think that's usually, like, an hour or two, which isn't bad. And that seems to be, like, the general vibe. Having said that, I hear that and I go, like, yeah, that's not bad. If that's $100 a head.
Yeah,
you,
that's like a wedding.
Yeah. And so,
but,
like, that seems to be the current. And but it's so hard to tell how like, average any of this is, if that makes sense.
What were you going
to
say?
I mean, as someone who used to plan events in the past, like, I can appreciate like a nice experience.
But that's because you did that for a living.
Yes, yes.
Does your average Joe, does Sally, who's 2 years old, appreciate my tassels that I was up at fucking 11 p.m.
Yeah.
Unraveling?
Okay, but I have to say, Hero really liked walking through
okay,
the streamers.
Okay, so back to that. I recognized at 11 p.m. when I was texting you and Taryn that I wanted to make this ridiculous huge backdrop of like, these streamers, I'm like, I will not be sleeping tonight if I have to finish this. And I asked myself, I'm like, is this for the boys or is this for me? I'm like, fuck it, they will have more fun. So you can't obviously see, but I made like all these streamers hang down from my door frame. And they love that. We did that on New Year's Eve and they just like ripped through it, like back and forth. Like, okay, sweet. I'll just do that. I did get some like tassels to have like some decor, but it wasn't like over the top, but I will say, I was telling T, I was channeling my creative like energy that I would normally probably use to start a side hustle, because I start so many businesses just because I like have ideas and I need to like do something with it and turn it into like a tangible thing. So I enjoyed the whole Pinterest thing. What's the vibe? There wasn't really a theme. It was like cliche boy colors, even though I hate cliche boy things, but you know, we went with the greens, some blues, and I had one big dino balloon only because they love dinosaurs and the big
cliche
two. I know, cliche. It was a cliche. I'm a cliche now and I'm okay because that's what my boys like, and I'm just gonna like let go of hypocritical Sarah of what she would say if she saw that party. But it was chill, it was good. I think it was a success. Like, way too much food. There was, like, supposed to be 30 people coming, and I think what my mistake was I counted each toddler coming as an adult. So we, like, literally, I gave pizza to the woman next door, a full extra large box of pizza. I gave cupcakes to them. People were leaving with, like, beers, vodka sodas.
Yeah.
I'm
we
like, here, everyone, take
box.
This food!
That was, like, the only kid's birthday party that I have attended since becoming a parent, was like my friend Ellum's, and that was very much the vibe. Like, she did it at a park, which was nice.
Yeah,
it was December, but it was like a really nice day, which she left down hard.
Bold choice in Vancouver.
But I remember she, and it was just like, we're near a playground. I'm sure she rented like the bench area or whatever. But that seemed like a good happy medium because she still spent way too much money on food.
Yeah,
and was like giving each of us like a full pizza to like take home in the car. And then it was like a full sheet cake and then like a set of cupcakes, and then there was a separate gluten-free vegan cake because somebody had an allergy.
Yeah, I did get a gluten-free pizza for someone who, you know,
needed the GF.
But, yeah, I don't know. But then I have these like thoughts of like, cause I'm so judgmental, and then I like, I'm really hard on myself cause I'm like, I'm a hypocrite now. So I'm just coming, I'm just speaking out loud here, I'm just coming, I'm just processing.
Accepting the fact
I'm
that
just,
you're a hypocrite.
Yeah. Maybe like, something I could, like, go to therapy for.
But, like, I would not say that, like, because I'm sure it looked beautiful, and you did not, like, rent a bounce house.
But I reached out to a few places. Because, again, it was my main thing was what will make the boys feel really special and what will be fun for them versus, like, making a huge photo Insta wall. Like, they don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I do, but it's not my birthday. And even for us, like, I would have a low-key family thing, but we have no family here. So I'm like, you know, this is our chosen family in Vancouver. So, you know, I'm like, we're thinking about, like, oh, what did, like, so-and-so have a birthday for their two-year-old? Like, oh, no, they just had their family over. I'm like, oh, that's nice.
Hmm.
Like, I wish I could do that, but I'm just stuck inviting my friends.
Oh,
just kidding.
Okay, cool.
I'm just joking.
I feel
we wouldn't be in Vancouver if we didn't have a solid, like, chosen family.
Yeah, that's
true. I don't know. I do feel like the birthday thing has, like, a strange. So my thing, and this is what I meant about, like, looking into, like, the fairies and the performers and whatnot, is that genuinely it feels like it has, not unlike weddings, like, reached a completely different level between, like, when we were kids and now.
Okay, did anyone else do McDonald's as a kid for a birthday party?
Yes, the train?
No, just the play area. And I remember that being a stretch for my family. And here I am, like, ordering 20 fucking pizzas off Uber Eats. like, oh my god, I'm so lucky that I can just do this. Compared to, like, when we were kids, like, you could only have 4 people, not 5, because this is what we can afford.
Mm.
What birthday parties did you have growing up?
As a child. I don't know if I did a McDonald's, but I definitely had... I attended some Chuck E. Cheese and McDonald's birthdays for sure. But yeah, like, that was kind of the vibe. It was either at, like, in somebody's living room, in a McDonald's, and I did have one genuinely, like, very wealthy friend.
Oh.
Where they absolutely did what would have been the Pinterest equivalent of, like, 1993.
Okay, so what was the Pinterest equivalent in the 90s? I'm curious.
I think not unlike now, just, like, different aesthetic, but it was, like, lots of balloons, lots of, like, streamers, lots of decorations, and then they had, like, they did have a performer. So they had, like, a guy who, like, did magic tricks and juggled and did, like, balloon animals and stuff and face painting.
Mm-hmm.
I will say I do have a fear of balloons, so that's why I did go the streamer route, because I needed some way to make it fun for them that wasn't, like, a balloon arc or a wall. Or
what?
Just balloons everywhere.
Okay, so...
Foil balloons only. Less poppable.
Noted. The birthday party I remember that's the most memorable to me that I attended as a child, though, was my friend Heather, who I've known forever, and her mom took us, I think it was like grade 6, and we went to watch A Walk to Remember. It was the three of us. We were young. I don't remember watching the movie, but that was the event, and that was the most memorable.
But what about sleepovers?
Ooh, controversial topic here. Yep.
Okay, well, I would attend those and I would host a lot of sleepovers. My home growing up was always like the home base where everyone would come, like, gather. I'd always had all the sleepovers and I want that for my kids, but I do know that's controversial now.
Yeah. I never attended any sleepovers.
What?
Yeah.
No forts? No tea parties under the stairs?
We were not allowed to attend sleepovers.
Oh, you were?
No. I don't know if that's an Asian thing.
Is that cultural or is that...
I don't know. I always thought it was the norm.
Oh.
And also growing up, like, the neighborhood I lived in had lots of Asians, so I never really... I didn't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I can't remember being invited to sleepovers. Maybe I did. But, yeah, it was not a thing for us growing up.
That's an interesting point. And I'm really going to risk cancellation here with the phrase that I'm about to use. But I was going to say, because, like, I definitely went to a school with a lot of Asian kids. I definitely had Asian friends. I can't remember if I ever, like, if they ever came to any sleepovers.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But I don't know. I feel like this is, like, a wide leap here. Because there were definitely, like, parents of all backgrounds who were not cool with sleepovers from the jump.
Yeah.
I definitely went to a number. We had kind of that rule of... Like, we need to know the parents, and we need to know this. But I did, when I lived in Maple Ridge...
My family was just like, go have fun!
Okay, wait. But were your
Do you remember sleeping over at my friend who's Filipino's house?
Oh, okay.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, like, was your mom personal friends with your friends' mom?
No, but she knows them. So, sorry, that joke implied that they just shooed me to the curb. But my mom is, like, did her research and, like, would make sure.
Because, like, Jason and I haven't talked about whether or not we'd let Hiro go to sleepovers. But I feel like there are certain friends of mine with kids that I would be more comfortable with.
Why do you let them come here?
Yeah. But like...
Or are you scared of the Sarah spell?
But you know, but yeah. For my mom, like she doesn't have friends like... She didn't have friends like that because she immigrated here. So like, could that be... I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I would also put out there, this is a complete pet theory. Well, on the one hand, there's, like, the whole controversy around sleepovers right now, which we can, like, define in a second. But I was going to say, too, like, for the vast majority of, I think, people our age having kids now, it's not like we have multi-level houses where it's, like...
Except the one we're in right now.
where it is, like, okay, kids, like, spread out in the living room.
Or, like, for us, it was always we took over the basement. You know, I lived in suburbia, and it's, like, we just take over.
Right.
But also, I have seen, there's, like, these services where they come and set up little tents for the beds. Have you seen that?
No.
I think that's a cool side business, actually. They provide little mattresses, and they make, it's, like, totally Instagram aesthetic or whatever, but I thought it was cute. Mm. And I totally plan to do that. Because I think it would be fun for the kids to have their own little tents.
Yeah.
There was a suggestion. So, like, maybe we should take, like, a hot second, because this isn't necessary. Although, what I was going to say was that I remember doing a birthday party sleepover.
Oh.
Which was a lot of fun. And I think I had a couple of those growing up, where that was kind of the whole vibe. So, very quickly, does everyone know why sleepovers are being canceled?
I'm just assuming, like, pedophiles?
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean,
right?
Yes, yeah. It's like a whole combination of things where supposedly, and obviously, again, heavy trigger warning, but is that supposedly when you talk to, like, social workers, police, like, various people who have to interact with, like, but various people who kind of interact with either those cases or who deal with people much later down the line where you're like, oh, you know, has that something like that ever happened to you? That... apparently for a lot of people that moment would be at a sleepover. And the idea would be like it might be somebody's
uncle,
older sibling or uncle or a parent or another kid. And that a huge part of it is even if you're like, oh, I know those parents, you may not know every kid that's there. You may not know every sibling's friend that could like come over.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of thoughts about that, but there's also, not to be flippant, the main thought, which is, I have no space to put all these kids. So, like, it's not going to happen at my house anyway.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's... And then I will...
Do you think our parents, though, like, were more aware of that stuff? Like, don't let anyone touch you here. Like, I think my mom did that. But I think parents are more aware now of, like, consent and touching. And there's so much more education and even books... for kids to do that. Like, even now when I'm on the playground, it's like, okay, give them their personal space. I don't remember that being a thing in the 90s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my read on it.
Not saying that them saying, this is my personal space, you can't touch me, and that means it wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
But I would hope that, like, they would report it sooner. But it would still happen. So, never mind. Yeah, sleepovers should be canceled.
It's one of those weird things where I feel like anytime I've done a thought experiment on it, I'll be like, well, but I'm sure it's fine. Like, you teach them consent, you teach them whatever, and you're like, I guess I just probably shouldn't.
Exactly. Yeah.
But there is a solution, and this dovetails nicely with, like, just different birthday concepts, which is that increasingly people are doing what are called sleep-unders.
Oh, what's that?
And it's, like, the idea that you do everything except sleep over. And so it'll be, like, you still get in your jammies, you still, like, watch a video,
okay,
you have your snacks.
What would stop someone from doing something there, or even going after school?
I think
is it thought they like pray in the middle of the night?
Yeah. I think the idea is that it's like while everyone else is sleeping.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
That it's like, you know, lights out. Because like the whole point of the sleep under is like you're watching a movie, you're hanging out, you're laughing, you're eating food.
Yeah.
Like everybody is interacting, everybody can see everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like, because I think where I've waffled on it is that sense of like you were saying, I think the whole conversation around, hey, like somebody shouldn't talk to you that way, or you know, like I don't want to get too descriptive, but you know, with that kind of thing, I think there's a balance to it for sure. Like I'll even go so far with like animals to say like that doggy seems shy, or like it's important
yeah.
to like make sure the doggy feels okay,
and like let them sniff your hand first.
And so there's so much more talk around it, but then I do keep coming back to like, and like. As you wouldn't know, and I'm so sorry. But there's so many things where it's like, even just the sleeping part, where you're then like actually, I don't want to be here. Like, I want my mom. There'd always
yeah.
be one kid who called
oh,
their
yeah.
mom.
Yeah.
There'd always be one kid who peed in the sleeping
bag. Oh, I
bag.
Always peed the bed. Always. Oh, yeah.
And
it's
so
really
like,
embarrassing.
It kind of like eliminates all of the other stuff that's not great.
And
beyond.
Yet you still went to sleep over.
Oh, yeah.
They were great.
That's how committed I was. But yeah, I was a little traumatizing in that department. Okay, one last thing, and we can wrap this episode up. Birthday gifts. So that, okay, I was going to send out the invites, and I was like, shit, I forgot to put, like, no gifts on it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, a few people had already texted being like, what are they into? And then I was like, just wrap up a box of tissue paper, like Kleenex. They love just pulling it out. But it's like, as a mom, when I attended a birthday party, just fucking tell me what they want so I can
yeah.
just go and buy the truck or whatever it is they want. But then I was just being, again, just me, like, battling with my own issues. I'm like, don't get them anything. But then everyone's just like, come on, just make my life fucking easier and tell me what they want. Thank you for the Thomas the Tank thing, by the way.
That was obviously a last-minute gift because I couldn't think of... You
that was perfect.
Told me
oh.
not to get them anything.
Oh, I know, but then I was like, some people had already probably gotten stuff, and then I didn't want to tell people, and then some people show up and then feel bad that they didn't show up and other people did.
Yeah.
And then I was like, do you say no gifts? And then it's like, it's awkward because then you get other people gifts, and then it's like, are you going to be that mom that's like, we don't need gifts? Like, you're above them in a sense.
I included that in my
invite. Oh, you did? No gifts?
Saying no gifts. Oh, but our party got canceled, so...
Anyway, so that was just like another thing that I was just overthinking and judging myself on, and just, you know, another mom thing.
So this is great to know, because what I told Teresa when you were in the bathroom, or no, when we were at the door waiting, was that the reason I didn't come yesterday was because I was so frazzled all week and exhausted, and then I didn't have time to get a gift, and then I felt like I'd be an asshole if I turned up without a gift. So there you go.
Honestly, like, I didn't even open, like, I told Bobo open them all, and because the kids don't have the attention span to do that,
yeah.
and, like, write down what everyone's getting or giving us so we could, you know, thank them. Anyway, we wouldn't have noticed.
I know.
Should have come.
Yeah.
Also,
but if you wanted to escape chaos, then I can't say this would have been a good setting for you.
I mean, this is an episode unto itself. We haven't slept in 4 months. So, like, there's just a combination.
The
2 month
sleep regression is still.
Yeah. It's like a 2 year sleep regression that seems to last for 6 months.
Fuck.
So we'll
is that
see.
Standard?
I don't think so. I think.
Asking for a friend.
I feel like all the other regressions, it was like 2 weeks. And we were like, we can do this, we can do this.
Yeah.
And it's, I think it's just now okay. Knock on wood.
I'm like dreading them every morning I wake up where they don't get up. I'm just like, hallelujah, another night, full sleep. I count my lucky. Sorry, Tia, no, you don't sleep much.
Well,
but...
let me tell you, regression or not, you'll survive.
Living proof.
Yeah.
Sitting right here with us.
A year and a half later, still going through it.
I'm so sorry. But, you know.
All right.
Birthday parties, gifts, sleepovers. Here we are. We're surviving.
Okay, so we don't know what we're going to talk about next week, or do we want to resolve that now and give our listeners something exciting to look forward to?
That's true.
We do tarot reading, or
do we want to talk about
travel
with and without
kids? Okay,
yeah.
So yeah, next week we will dive into the whole traveling Is it worth it traveling for work without your kids or traveling for pleasure without your kids?
Mm-hmm.
We've done a bit of everything here.
I have not done. Well, I guess going away for the weekend with you for your birthday. We can talk about that next.
Okay, great. All right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll see you on the next episode.
Bye-bye.
Bye.